When we come now to the second half of the Gospel of John, this huge chunk of his Gospel that takes place on this night before Jesus died, the night of the Last Supper. And yet, with so many chapters dedicated to these events, from chapter 13 all the way through to the end of 17, these five chapters, yet the one thing that John doesn't tell us about is the event of the institution of the Eucharist. He doesn't tell us that Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body." He doesn't take the cup and say, "This is my blood." But what he does tell us is quite astounding. He tells us that it was at the time of Passover. So in lots of ways, John presumes that the people who are reading this gospel know the background of the festival. Of course, most of them would have been Jews, and most of them would have been very familiar. Every year, on the 10th of Nisan, they would have begun to prepare for the celebration of this festival. As a family, they would have gone out to select one of the lambs to be the lamb of sacrifice. And over the next 4 days, they would spend the time examining that lamb, looking at it, making sure there were no blemishes. But also they'd get to know the lamb. They'd get to know that this wasn't just any lamb. It became their lamb of sacrifice. And then finally on the 14th of Nisan, all the preparations would be made for the festival, for this Passover feast. And so there are many different elements and rituals to the celebration of the Seder meal, the Passover meal. Last Sunday night I gathered with some friends and we celebrated the Seder meal. And it goes for about 2 hours when you go through all of the rituals that are prescribed by the law of Moses. So it's a fairly involved operation, and all these 15 different steps that make up the celebration of the Seder. There's lots of different rituals. There's hand washing, there's lighting of candles, there's little activities for the youngest in the family. There's different activities involved with the unleavened bread called the matzah. There's 3 pieces of the matzah that are placed in this cloth that's then hidden. The middle piece is called the afikoman. It's broken in half, and the smaller the halves, the ritual instructs, is then hidden for one of the children to go and find later in the day. As part of the ritual, there are usually 4 cups that are drunk as part of the ritual. And that comes from a text in the book of Exodus in chapter 6. When the Lord tells Moses that he will take the people from slavery and he will bring them into freedom, he will establish them as his own chosen people, as this royal priesthood, and he will bring them back into their land. And so the rabbis understood that there were 4 promises that were involved as part of that promise. And so they drank a different cup of wine to symbolize each of those 4 promises, 2 before the meal and 2 after the meal. The first cup that is drunk is called the cup of sanctification. The second is the cup of deliverance. And then you celebrate the Passover itself. You go through the actual eating of the lamb and the roasted vegetables and all of the wonderful food that is part of the Passover. And it's only then at the end of the meal, and I'm sure you've all heard it 1,000 times when we celebrate the Eucharist. We're always told, "And after supper, Jesus took the cup." So that's the sign that it was the 3rd cup, which is called the cup of redemption. And this is the cup that Jesus then held up to say, "This is the cup of the new covenant, the covenant of my blood, the blood that is shed for you and for many." It's this 3rd cup that is the celebration of the Eucharist. I said normally there's a 4th cup, the cup of restoration. But in this particular festival, in this particular celebration of the Passover, Jesus doesn't use the 4th cup. Because the 4th cup is the cup of restoration. The cup when the Lord will restore all people to his own. When he will make a single nation out of all the peoples of the earth. But Jesus said that 4th cup is yet to come. That 4th cup is something that will happen when he comes again. That's when that final cup of restoration will happen. And so as he holds the afikoman up, and as he breaks it and shares it with the people as he says, "This is my body. This is that is given to you." As he pours himself out, as he gives himself, as he shares this most intimate act, as he allows us to experience the wonder and the richness of life with him, as everything that he is poured out upon us. It's in the midst of that then that he gives this ritual action, as this sign, as he tries to break through into our hearts and minds to understand the depth of what he's doing. The activity of washing of the feet was something that wasn't reserved for a leader. I mean, now it's the leader of the assembly who has the job of washing the feet of the community when we gather for this celebration. But in the time of Jesus, it was the work of the slave. That was the activity. It was the work of utter depravity. No one in their right mind would ever take on that role. It was despised and something that was given to the very lowest of the slaves. And yet Jesus, in taking on this action, points the way for the way that we are to live and share in this mystery. If we are to be restored, if we are to be sanctified, if we are to be delivered, if we are to be redeemed by the blood that he shed for us, then we need to experience that fullness and richness of life. We need to understand the depth of who Jesus is, the extent of the love that he poured out upon us. As we gather in this Eucharist, as we celebrate this festival tonight, it's an opportunity to really receive the power of Jesus, to allow him to come deep inside our hearts, to celebrate the life that he pours out upon us, to receive it, to rejoice in it, to celebrate in it. Yes, tomorrow is Good Friday. Yes, all of those terrible events unfold. But for the moment, the liturgy invites us to remain here, to stay with Jesus, to celebrate the love and the life that he so readily poured upon us, the fullness, the richness, the wonder, the beauty of his life given to us.